30 mushers and the Northern Lights 300 sled dog race were on the trail when a strong earthquake shook south central Alaska on Sunday morning. Mushers in the race were either on their way back to the Big Lake finish line or resting at checkpoints at the time of the quake. Race manager Sue Allen credits a quick-thinking, trail-breaking team for rerouting the course around dangerous cracks and fissures in the ice on the Big Susitna River caused by the 7.1 jolt.
Pretty much at that point, everybody was on one of the rivers somewhere. And our point riders who go out ahead of the teams to make sure everything is okay, when they got back here to the kennel, they had some unbelievable pictures and stories of just huge cracks and jumbled ice and fissures and water on the ice that they came across on the river. And they were able to reroute the trail around all of those.
Allen says mushers witnessed an unusual geyser-like effect when crossing Flathorn Lake on the trail.
And every musher that finishes told us the same thing. It must have just been a big mud geyser with everything coming up from the bottom of the lake. Big cracks in the ice, the water shot up through, bringing with it rocks and mud and dirt from the bottom of the lake. And so where those cracks were, everybody said the same thing. There's like a river of dirt and rocks, almost like somebody had gone out and just sprinkled them.
All race competitors made it to the Big Lake finish line safely. Ryan Reddington is the winner. Reddington arrived back at Big Lake at 9:30 Sunday morning with a total runtime of 44 hours, 38 minutes, and 15 seconds. There's no money purse for the race, so Reddington wins a pair of golden collars donated by Heise Adventure Gear. The Northern Lights 300 Trail starts in Big Lake and turns around at Finger Lakes at the foot of the Alaska Range. Three mushers scratched this year out of an original lineup of 33 who started the race on Friday.